For MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Faulness. The Twins fell flat against the White Sox last night. It was a 6-2 defeat in Chicago. Simeon Wood Richardson falls to 0-7 on the season. He gave up 5 runs on just 2 2/3 innings of work.
I thought his stuff was good. I mean, you know, he gets punch out to start, gets Vargas 0-2, and then walks him. But I thought the stuff overall wasn't bad. It was just the location of the stuff at times with his misses.
That's Twins manager Derek Shelton. Woods Richardson was called to action because Kendry Rojas was a late scratch.
Just had some, and I'm not a doctor, as we all know, posterior left elbow. And just after him talking to Nick and talking to Pete, we just did not feel that it was responsible at all to pitch him. So we sent him back to Minnesota to get imaging.
Twins dropped 3 of 4 on the series to the White Sox. They'll spend the weekend in Pittsburgh starting tonight. The Twins are leaving Chicago while the Lynx are arriving. That's where they'll be tonight as they put their 3-game win streak on the line against the Sky. Lynx forward Nia Coffey is enjoying the job the coaches are doing with this team.
They've been really encouraging. I really like the system and what we're doing as a team. We're so selfless, so it's really fun to play basketball like that. So I'm just making sure that I'm doing my part and just staying aggressive.
It's a 6:30 tip tonight from the Windy City. And the Vikings OTAs are concluding this week in Eagan. Safety Josh Metellus is there. So what kind of conversations has he had with Harrison Smith this offseason?
He's his own person. He's on his own time. You know, I'm going to just do whatever I can to help this team win. And whether that's to get 2-2 back or let him walk off into the sunset, I'm going to do my part. But, you know, I'm whatever he's planning on doing, you know, that's his decision. You know, I'm here to just be a good friend.
After today, the Vikings are back on the field on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday next week in the Stanley Cup playoffs. They continue tonight in Raleigh, Game 5 between Montreal and Carolina. A Hurricanes win would advance them to the Stanley Cup final. Kevin Faulness, MNN Sports.